Pontifical Institute decries Hong Kong's mass imprisonment of protesters. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 10, 2022. Rome, the official press agency of the Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions, has denounced the mass arrests, imprisonment, and re-education programs imposed on participants in Hong Kong's pro-democracy demonstrations of 2019. According to Asia News, Hong Kong police arrested more than 10,000 people during the 2019 protests, 1,300 of whom were sent to prison or correctional institutions. Nearly 500 inmates were forced to participate in de-radicalization programs to help them rebuild positive values, Asia News notes in its December 9 report, underscoring the similarity to Beijing's re-education programs reserved for Uyghurs and underground Catholics. Managed by the Department of Corrections Services, the project entails teaching subjects such as Chinese history and moral and civics education to strengthen the sense of national identity, as well as psychological support for reintegration into society. Perhaps more distressing still, the agency observed that 345 of those imprisoned during the protests were under 21 years of age, according to data provided by City Security Secretary Chris Tang. The younger inmates imprisoned for pro-democracy demonstrations are forced to attend patriotic education sessions to eradicate their extreme ideological views, Asia News reported. The data reveal that of the 10,000 individuals arrested by police for pro-democracy demonstrations, about 3,000 went to trial, including 517 minors. Of these, 2,044 completed the judicial process, with 1,631 found guilty and sentenced to various punishments including prison, probation, and social services. The crackdown imposed by city authorities after the 2019 demonstrations, especially with the adoption in 2020 of the national security law imposed by Beijing, has effectively limited, suspended, or cancelled Hong Kong's rights to assembly, association, expression, and political participation, Asia News asserted. Follow at Williams Rome.